Shay.
Hey, Shay, it's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
What's going on today?
Nothing good. This has been a sorry 2 months. I sold a lab-created diamond.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, we know how we feel about those.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's all it's selling. And I'm here at Diamond Traders International. They've been in business a long time. They are now saying, shop our lab-grown diamond jewelry.
Oh, really?
I mean, we are freaking out for this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's for some people.
You know what?
And you're not
I have to make a living. Okay, we have to make a living. I'm sitting here with a huge amount of money tied up in real diamonds.
Yeah,
I'm not selling them.
I'm not going to make a living on lab-grown diamonds, I can assure you that.
You can.
I mean, you're selling them retail, but me, no. And soon enough, the retail world won't be able to make enough on them either.
Well, I know that, but how do we get from point A to point B? That's the issue. How do we survive between now and then? Business has been awful, but...
Yeah. Well, walk me through your process. When a customer walks in looking for a diamond, how do you assess what they're after?
Well, first I show them the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, well, you have anything less expensive? Like I heard about lab. And so I said, oh, well, we have a section here. I mean, what can I say?
Yeah, so basically it's just price-driven at this point. People are just going for it.
Oh, yeah, and they do look good. You have to admit they look really good. I can't even say, like I used to say with CZs, well, in a couple of years they'll be terrible. You know, they won't look very good. They get cloudy, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm very depressed. So I'm not the one to give you an uplifting speech if you need one today.
No, it sounds like I have to give you one.
I am not there. I am so depressed about this.
Well,
I'm
sure that especially in your circle of friends that you deal with, Shay, I've got to imagine that a lot of your lovely friends don't care for lab-grown diamonds. At the end of the day, they're cheap, and why would somebody that has any sort of wealth want to hold on to a cheap product like that? You know what I mean?
Well, because they can get by with buying a 4 or 5 carat diamond for $5,000 to $6,000 or whatever I can sell it to them for, and people will never think that it's not the real deal.
Yeah, but they're not fooling themselves. I mean, wouldn't you want to have some sort of family heirloom that you're passing along?
I have friends to tell you. They don't care. They have so damn much money, they don't care. Does that make sense? Not to
I
me.
Guess. I mean, I don't know. What about the passing down from generation to generation, family heirlooms? I mean, I wouldn't want a lab grown diamond for my grandmother.
Well, I wouldn't either. But you don't understand what I'm saying. I have customers. One in particular, she's my best customer. She just left here. I'm making her a necklace, and I'm making her a bracelet, and I've already made her a diamond necklace, and I'm gonna. I'm gonna ask her. I told her to bring her diamond necklace in. Well, it's just not substantial enough. I don't know how many carats it is, 10, 12 carats. And I showed her one with that necklace, the diamond necklace with a big center diamond. So I want to see I'm going to ask her, do you want a real natural or do you want a lab? And she will be the test. She'll be in here. I'm going to go to a fashion show tomorrow with a bunch of these rich ladies. And I won't ask that in front of anybody, but
yeah.
I'm anxious to see
what
she says.
Here's the thing, Shay. You shouldn't even have to ask that question. You don't even have to bring up lab. If she brings it up, then that's a different story. But why even introduce it to somebody?
But that's a good idea. That's a good point. I'm making her a necklace, okay? It's just a gold necklace. It matches a ring that she has. And that's it's about $20,000. Then she told me a while ago she was in, why don't you make me a bracelet like that, too? I said, okay. Okay, so that's $25,000 or $30,000 sale. But I don't make those every day. That's kind of a biggie. But You know, she'll write me out a check or bring me cash. She doesn't like to pay sales tax, so she'll probably bring me cash. It's crazy. Crazy.
Well, that's a perfect example of, you know, the fact that you're not selling, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 every day. So when you have a customer that can spend that money, you know, why even bring up the cheapened product that you know will then lead to a $5,000 sale?
You know, well, you're right. I think that was good advice you just gave me.
Well,
I'm just guessing.
I have her every so often, Shay. I need,
oh, yeah,
to,
I
need to dig deep
great.
For that good advice.
Yeah. And then I have all these. Yesterday I had, diamond people coming in here, and I'm not buying. I didn't buy a thing. I'm not buying a thing. Jesus says I can't spend a dime right now. She says business has been that slow. It's really been bad, but it's starting to pick up this week. Yesterday we did a okay day, and I have to make a couple $1,000 minimum just to pay my lights around this place. It's just not good, but I'm going to be up. I'm going to try to start getting up, not let myself get depressed.
Well, there's just no reason to, especially this time of year. You know, there'll be plenty
okay,
of
okay, well, let me tell you what else. How would you like this one? I have, you know, I buy these houses and I fix them up, and I had to sell on this house. We're supposed to close on the 25th. And I get all my money back plus my profit because I pay cash for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned if they didn't text Brandon, who's my realtor, and says, we lost our financing, our house. Anyway, I'm not selling. I don't have a sale on my house, and I've tied that house up for 2 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've already, in my mind, already spent that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you do? Actually, some of it I just put on, I bought some things, put it on my credit card, and I think I'll just pay it on the 26th. I won't be paying it on the 26th because I'm not getting closing on the 26th. Then, in the contract, for some reason, when I was in real estate like 100 years ago, if you put up an earnest money and you didn't do what you were supposed to do, then you didn't get your money back. That's the reason why the earnest money contract. Nowadays, it says in the fine print, if financing is not unattainable, then they get their earnest money back.
Oh, really? Huh. I didn't know about that myself.
I got to go. I got to go with okay. Something's coming up. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Yep.